Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are learning Masechta Kelim. We are learning Perek Beis Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. So now the Mishnah is going to continue its list of Kli Cheres that are not able to go ahead and become Tami, whether it be a Tuma Del Reis or a Tuma De Rabbanan. There are certain general rules that are going to apply. If you have a Kli that doesn't have a base Kibul or receptacle, a Kli whose base Kibul isn't able to contain, and a Kli that's used primarily as a lid. So the Mishnah says, HaTorin Shebi Kli Cheres, when we deal with things that are Torah among earthenware Klis, or Tavla She'in La Lizbaz, when you have a tray that has no rim, like if you had a tray that was totally open, right? It's like a flat tray you might use for a cold meat. Umachta Prutza, if you have a pan that's open-sided, right, like a pizza thing, or Abuv Teshel Kaloim, a toaster's pan, or Silonos, or pipes, right, when you have a pipe which is totally round. So Afal Pi Shekfufem, even though they're capable of containing something, Afal Pi Shemekablim, right, even though they theoretically have an ability to combine and they're capable of holding something, these pipes are also okay. But Kavkav Shasal Lusal, if you have a Kavkav made for bread, what's a Kavkav? It's a utensil that covers the bread basket, so it's called a kafkaf, to cover, right? Or tefi sheskino la'anavim, you have a another type of flesh that covers the grapes. Or chavishal shayatin, or if you have a barrel for swimmers, right? Which is, there. It's an empty barrel, the open end is sealed, so it's used as a flotation device. Think, the bottles that the lifeguards sometimes carry, right? Or if you have a barrel handle set in the wall near the bottom of the machatz, it's there to have this huge pot, and you have this thing that covers it over. You have a bed or a chair or a bench or a table, a ship, and a menorah shel cheres. These things are not able to come tamei. So what's the general rule? This is the rule. Kol she'ein lo toch b'kli cheres, ein lo acharayim. If it has no interior, we don't have a tuma on the exterior. Now what about lanterns? Panas, if sheish bo beis kibul shemen tamei, if you have a lantern that has a place for the oil, right? So then it's going to become tamei. V'sheim bo tahor, but if it doesn't have a place to hold on to the oil, so then it's going to be tahor. Megufas hayotzin shu poseach bo, if you have a form which the potter uses to begin with, right? Then that's going to be tahor. Shogomer, bro, if it's the end piece where they use it, to create the shapes and whatnot, so then to me it's going to be no good. Mashpech shel balabatim tor. If you have a funnel of the balabatim, that's tor. Why is that? It doesn't have room to hold anything. Shel rochlim, but if you have it used for a peddler, tamei. Neishu shel mida, because it's used for measurement. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Kiva omer neishu mateo al tzido meriach bo lalokeach. According to Rabbi Akiva, the reason why is that the way that the rochel, the way that the peddler uses his funnel, is that he uses it on the side, flips it over onto the side where it has a nice big bulge. He's able to use it to hold on so that the lokeach, the one who's buying from the peddler, will be able to go ahead and smell, which means that it's there to be held and used as a kli. If something is held and used as a kli, it's expected that that item is going to be able to become tamei. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ezras Hashem. We will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a wonderful, terrific day.